stop down for a little bit of
entertainment.
And this is brought to you by Texas Tickets and Jack Daniels. Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. We are less than a week away from Simon and Garfunkel at the AAC. Less than a week. Now, everybody is going to have to decide whether they're going or not. And if you are, you're probably going to have to talk to Texas Tickets.
We're going to have to make that decision next week.
Right.
Ourselves.
Jessica Simpson at the Smirnoff, Saturday, August 10.
The Farter.
Man, everybody is going to want to go to that. And Diana Krall at Bass Hall on August 11th.
Krall with the
great
Hall.
Diana Krall. So those are all great shows.
All need tickets.
And Texas Tickets has got great seats. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's have we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who just did an upio a little while ago. He's trying to recover from it. Here's Cobra.
Bill. Snake.
Hi.
Snake.
Lou.
Bill
Cobra.
Crosby.
Bill.
Cobra.
It's Snake.
What's
his name?
Bill.
Cobra.
Are you sure?
Cuba.
Yeah.
Or a snake.
It's not
Where's
Black Cosby.
Cobra?
It's Bill Cosby.
Norm.
Black. Okay,
his
stop.
It's Snake.
Cobra.
Snake.
Psycho.
Snake.
Or Danny. Somebody
snake.
Quit.
Snake.
Snake.
Look, we have to get break on time here, okay? We have a
snake.
Dumb guest coming up,
Cuba.
So let us get to the story.
I used to be just a straight black man.
Don't you call
who is doing
Frank
that?
Howard a dumb guest. Hit the first home run in the history of the Rangers.
Look out that window. Bill Cosby went off on a tirade against the black community.
You mean Black Cosby?
Yes, yesterday. Now, he did this back in May. Remember when he said,
I'm against the black man.
I can't even talk the way these people talk. Why you ain't, where you is. And I blame the kid until I heard the mother talk. And then I heard the father talk. Everybody knows it's important to speak English except for these knuckleheads. You can't be a doctor with that kind of crap coming out of your mouth. So then, yesterday, he was at the Rainbow / Push Coalition and Citizenship Education Fund's annual conference. And he had this to say.
Black on black.
With Jesse Jackson sitting right next to him. Let me tell you something. Your dirty lawn, and he was talking about his detractors that were really getting on him for what he said in May. And he called his detractors, he said they were trying in vain to hide the black community's, quote, dirty laundry. He said, let me tell you something. Your dirty laundry gets out of school at 2:30 every day. It's cursing and calling each other ends as they were walking up and down the street. They think they're hip. They can't read. They can't write. They're laughing and giggling, and they're going nowhere.
I mean, hey, if people can't take what he says,
he says, when you put on a record, and that record is yelling in this and in that, and you got your little six-year-old or seven-year-old sitting in the back seat of the car, those kids hear that. Then he started getting on black men who missed out on opportunities.
By the way, he is right on target.
I know.
He is right on target.
There's no question he's right on target. He's right on target in the black community, and, you know, you can point fingers at the white community and the Hispanic community. It's, you know, but he can get away with it a little more easier than you or I can, accosting the black community. But, you know, I don't have a problem doing it.
He's not getting away with it because, I mean, they're not liking it at all.
No, they're not. Because they want to circle the wagons.
Exactly. And for some reason, the black community thinks that if anybody black, they should support them no matter what, right or wrong. And so you've got a very influential black figure that is telling the truth and giving his opinion, and they don't want to hear it.
Right.
They don't want to hear that at all. I think that's why a lot of people that, you know, support OJ. And it comes down to color lines.
There's no question. There is no question. He got on certain black people saying that they can't blame whites anymore for their problems. He says, for me, there is a time when we have to turn the mirror around, because for me it's almost, what is this word, Mike? Analgesic? Anal geesic? Anal John Geesic?
I don't think that's it. Analgesic.
Analgesic? I don't know what that means.
Like a salve or a balm or...
No.
It's like an,
yeah, it's salve.
Like an aspirin.
Anyway, it's analgesic to talk about the white man is doing against us. And it keeps a person frozen in their seat. It keeps you frozen in your hole that you're sitting in. Then he says, he starts getting on black guys who are beating their wives because they're pissed off that they didn't graduate from high school or whatever. He says, you got to stop beating your women because you can't find a job because you didn't want to get an education and now you're in a minimum wage. He said, you should have thought about that when you were in high school when you had an opportunity.
Okay, now he's getting real general there. He's really stereotyping there by saying that.
Well, I think he may be saying that spousal abuse percentage-wise is a little higher in the black community than it is anywhere else.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I think that's what he's alluding.
Maybe alluding, but I don't know if that's true.
I don't either.
I bet it's just as high in the white community as it is the black community.
Maybe so. And Jesse Jackson fully supported him. He says, Bill is saying, let's fight the real fight.
He's saying that while they're on the same stage together.
Let's level the playing field. Drunk people can't do that. Illiterate people can't do that. I think Jesse Jackson realizes that. I don't think that he's one of those guys that tries to circle the wagons and say, hey, don't.
You have lost your mind. There is nobody that plays the color card more than Jesse Jackson. That's everything he said. And he goes to corporations and strong arms them.
Well, then why would he invite Bill Cosby to this push coalition?
Probably didn't know that Bill Cosby was going to go up there and say this.
And after what happened in May, 2 months ago?
Maybe he thought he wasn't going to do it again. But there's no way that he was going to challenge Bill Cosby on that same stage. Remember this story. A couple weeks from now, it'll come out and he'll denounce what Bill Cosby said.
Well, I know Jesse Jackson in his heart of hearts, though, agrees with him.
I don't know if he does or not.
Any clear-thinking African-American man would feel the same way, I think. I don't think there's any problem with what Cosby said. Like I said, it goes on in the white community. It goes on in the Hispanic community.
What else?
Okay. Mary Kate Olsen, according to the National Enquirer, which you say, Greg, is a little bit ahead of the rest of the news organizations.
I think the evidence is there. It's overwhelming.
They'll put
something out there, you'll think, that's the most ridiculous thing ever. And a month later, it comes true.
They are publishing front page reports, the Enquirer and the Star, saying that Mary Kate checked herself into rehab for a cocaine problem. Not for an eating disorder, maybe for a little bit of both. Maybe
that's
the coke
good.
Led to the eating disorder, whatever.
Mm.
So, that spices things up a little bit. And they're threatening a suit, the Olsen camp is, but according to the Enquirer, they say if they were going to sue us, they would have done it already. Nothing's come forward, and that only reinforces the validity of our reporting. This story's been fact-checked and fact-checked and fact-checked.
If it's not true, then I want him to sue him.
Yeah.
Sue.
Yeah. Alec Baldwin is denying that he had a sex romp with this woman who's just written a book called My S&M Romp with Alec Baldwin.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
I heard it was called something else.
Well, My S&M Romp with Alec Baldwin. That's what it says right here.
Okay.
She's a former phone sex worker. It's a 57-page book analyzing her one-night sex fest with Alec Baldwin, which involved an egg-shaped vibrator, a Hershey chocolate bar, and a bottle of baby oil. He's denying it.
Who can sit here and say they haven't used the same stuff?
Me.
Come on.
How about you?
We all know better.
I mean, I use an Almond Joy instead of the Hershey bar. But
now, how does the Hershey bar exactly fit into a scene like this?
You got me. Just trying.
Probably very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Fitting in.
And I use a pear-shaped vibrator. I don't go with the egg.
Okay, nice.
The pear.
I use the broccoli-shaped.
Okay. That's odd.
What else?
James Doohan, who is Scotty on
I Eat
Star
Boogers.
Right, Greg. On Star Trek. Oh, is that your little sex tryst? It involves boogers and a vibrator?
You bet. I eat boogers from Malaysia.
James Doohan, who had a kid 4 years ago, he's now 84. He now has Alzheimer's.
Oh, my God.
Had a kid when he was 80, Runs.
And he now has Alzheimer's.
Well, see, that's what he gets. That is God's way of punishing him for procreating at the age of 80.
I don't think God is giving people dementia and Alzheimer's because they had a kid late in life.
Can you?
I think they are. Can you 100% say that he's not?
I can't. I can't. You've backed me into a corner that I can't get out of.
I'm going to suggest to you very strongly that he is.
Michael?
They say that he has loss of words. They say he's not so sick yet that he doesn't know people, and there are times when he is sharp as a tack, but it's the older memories that stick, meaning that he may not recognize
what
his new
child. What do you want to get into?
Child at some point.
Mm. Well, what are we doing? Well, poor Scotty.
Kind of like you, Mike.
Poor Scotty.
Yeah, kind of like me, Corby.
You remember like old ABA stats and...
What are we doing?
See, God gave Ryan's Alzheimer's because he's punishing him for being a turd.
And the boozle boop.
Not for having a child later in life, just for being an all-around turd. An
all-around, all-encompassing turd.
Love you, Daddy.
Well, Danny.
Yes.
If Mike is in the early stages of Alzheimer's, you need to go out to Rivershawn Plaza and start chopping down a tree and whittling a branch because it's time to start poking Mike. When he's caged, we are allowed to poke him.
Now, do they cage Alzheimer's patients?
Some of them. Some of the more violent. Some of the more,
They do not cage. I'll be a very docile one. They won't need to cage me.
No, you're going
to
be like Mushmouth Tom, and you're going to need a handler.
We've already agreed that if you do have Alzheimer's, you have to be caged.
No, we haven't.
Yes, you agreed to that.
We don't cage human beings.
And me and Corby show up in our jumpsuits and poke you.
Right.
With sticks.
Kind of poke you. Ask you questions about 61 and the fan and angels
well,
in the outfield.
That is becoming default. Wow. Yeah, he's only brought it up 9 times over the last 4 days.
It's your favorite movie of all time. Britney Spears says she is not pregnant.
No, she's just a slut.
And Grego, you know your little Paige
the
Davis?
Hammer. Yes.
The one who's all over the internet? The one on TLC? Or is it Yeah, it's on TLC,
yeah,
Trading Spaces. Yeah, well, they say that the ratings are so bad that they don't know what to do with the show.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they were great.
Ratings,
I thought that was their signature show.
Ratings were off 50%.
That's what they're saying about us, too.
Because there's so many different shows like Trading Spaces, like Kids Trading Spaces and Grandpa's Trading Spaces. It's oversaturated. Nobody cares anymore.
Where are these Nookie pictures?
I care about her.
Have you not seen them?
Go to GordonKeith.com.
Yes. Which is easily accessible through theticket.com. That's what I hear on the morning show so often. Yeah.
Mm.
But apparently Gordo put some new pictures up today.
He
really?
Did?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Apparently, you can see her in her panties. And as Gordo said today,
you're God, but I'm horny.
That's verification that she did, in fact, reach puberty.
You mean it's...
See-through panties.
By the way, there's going to be a nice treat for you come Monday.
I love her.
There is?
Oh, yeah.
She's about the hottest girl out there right now.
It's punishment. It's my punishment, not God's punishment, for whenever you start the umming or anything else that annoys everybody else, you're going to have your own punishment.
I am?
Yes, and that will come Monday. It's already in the Inco.
Great. Can't wait.
Sweet Paige Davis.
All right, coming up next, we're going to visit with another former Ranger great, the great Frank Howard joins us here on The Ticket.